Okay, so this is one frog too many. And at the beginning, we have a little boy who has just gotten a present with a box with a ribbon on it and a bunch of holes in it. And the turtle and his frog and his dog are all looking in anticipation of what is inside the box. So it's to him, and he opens the box, and what do you know? Everyone's excited except for his first frog, because it's another frog. And the dog seems very happy. He loves the frog, and the turtle seems very happy, and the boy seems happy, but the other frog, the first frog, is not happy. And the boy shows the frog to the other frog. I think it's a girl frog, a new girl frog for the boy frog, maybe. Anyway, he doesn't seem to like the girl frog right off the bat, but everyone else loves the frog. And anyway, as soon as the boy frog sees the girl frog, he bites her leg, and the boy and the dog and the turtle all scold the boy frog, but the boy frog's just upset. He doesn't like having another frog there. It's just one frog too many, as the title says. Anyway, and the girl frog is just sad and a little worried. And then they go to the park, or they're in the park, and the turtle is carrying the boy and the girl frog. The girl frog is much smaller, and dog's leading the way with the boy. And anyway, the boy frog still does not like the girl frog, even though the girl frog seems very happy about the boy frog. And the boy frog kicks the girl frog off the turtle, and the girl frog's crying, and she's very upset, but the boy frog does it anyway. And anyway, the boy and the turtle and the dog are all mad at him and tell him not to. They're scolding him again, and the little girl frog's on the ground crying. So they decide to take a little raft on the pond without the boy frog, and the boy tells him to stay on the land, but boy frog's very upset about that. The girl frog's happy on the raft, and the dog and the turtle are upset. But the boy frog jumps on the raft without being noticed except for the girl frog, and kicks the other frog off the raft into the water, and then the turtle hears the noise and tells the boy that the boy frog kicked the girl frog into the water. And then they end up looking for the... Or the turtle's very mad immediately at the frog, and the boy is looking for the frog along with the dog and the turtle, and the other frog is kind of looking on the side too. Anyway, they don't find the frog, the girl frog that is, and they end up going home without the girl frog. And the boy's crying and very upset, and the turtle's sad, and the dog is mad at the boy frog. When they get home, the dog is consoling the boy, who's sort of crying on the bed, and the turtle's in his shell, upset, and the boy frog is sort of sad as well. When they hear something, and then you see that it's the girl frog flying into the window, which lands on top of the boy frog, and the boy frog ends up being, the girl frog sits next to the boy frog, and the boy and girl frog seem to get along together, and everyone's happy. And that's the end of the story.
Thanks so much.